Last week, a top official at the Justice Department did something that seems obvious. She warned some banks and corporations that if they commit crimes, they could be prosecuted. Thing is, it's not obvious. That's because many companies get what is known as deferred prosecution deals, allowing them to escape convictions by promising to clean up their act. The Justice Department is threatening to do away with these deals for companies that repeatedly break the law. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, a new book has examined the role of these deals in the corporate world.
It may not always seem like it, but in recent decades, U.S. officials have charged a lot more companies with crimes such as bribery, insider trading, and fraud. And that's raised a question. How do you punish a company that's done wrong? Criminal convictions can be a death sentence for big companies, as the 2002 guilty verdict of Arthur Andersen showed.
And it could mean the end of Andersen Accounting, which has already lost scores of clients and has already been forced to throw thousands of workers into the street.
So U.S. officials have increasingly turned to the Deferred Prosecution Agreement. It works like this. Prosecutors hold off charging a company with a crime. In return, the company promises to reform and in most cases also promises to cooperate with investigators and pay a big fine. Brandon Garrett of the University of Virginia Law School says prosecutors have long struck deals like these with individuals who commit crimes, such as first-time shoplifters or drug users.
It's a chance for a low-level criminal to show good conduct. Now, the idea that really serious corporate offenders would benefit from that kind of treatment was certainly a creative move.
Garrett set out to find out how widespread these agreements have become in corporate cases. It wasn't easy because there's no central registry keeping track of them, and some prosecutors even seal them to spare companies embarrassment. Garrett discovered there have been more than 300 in the past decade, and a lot of them involve big, publicly traded companies. In his book, Too Big to Jail, Garrett writes that the agreements with companies are sometimes vaguely written.
They just say, do some compliance, fix things. Maybe, you know, create an anti-money laundering program that satisfies all of the best industry standards. It's often very generic language. Do some best practices, please.
And he says in most cases, no one outside the company is appointed to monitor its compliance to make sure it's lived up to its side of the agreement.
That's a huge job. And typically, prosecutors just depend on the company to update them on, yes, oh yes, we've made good progress over the last year.
In recent years, a few federal judges have pushed back against these agreements, demanding more of a role in overseeing them. Former federal prosecutor Dan Richmond says deferred prosecution agreements in general are often more nuanced than they appear to the public. For instance, he says there may be no outside monitor appointed in many cases, but outsiders aren't always well equipped to police big, complex companies. It may make more sense to rely on a company's internal compliance department to monitor a deal, especially when the wrongdoing was limited to a few rogue employees. Richmond says white-collar crimes can be hard cases, and prosecutors struggle to figure out how to keep companies accountable.
Whether that accountability needs to take the form of an actual conviction or something short of conviction is I think, a close question once you recognize that companies can't be put in jail, and that as an economy, we would like many of these companies, if not all of them, to continue to play useful roles in the productive world.
Richmond says the goal for prosecutors is to find a way to make meaningful change at a company where crimes have been committed. But U.S. officials acknowledge that companies can resist such efforts, and deferred prosecution agreements haven't stopped some companies from becoming repeat offenders. U.S. officials are now investigating UBS and Barclays for manipulating currency rates at a time when they were already operating under a deferred prosecution agreement for manipulating interest rates. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.